It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. As we continue along on a Tuesday morning, it is time for our regular active physical therapy update. Joining me on the line right now is Ryan Lowry, who is a licensed athletic trainer and clinic liaison with Active Physical Therapy. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Walt. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, it is the month of March, and March is National Athletic Training Month. And they have a slogan this year. It says that ATs are essential to healthcare. What does that mean?
Well, the cool thing about athletic trainers, Walt, is that we have a wide variety of skills that set us up well to work in many different areas of healthcare. We can take patient histories, evaluate injuries, provide advice and treatment on injuries and prevention, things of that nature. And lots of other things. Our wide array of skills, it equips us to work in lots of different types of settings. But if you think about the emphasis on physical activity and sports in our society, athletic trainers have really filled a gap that was needed. So in short, we specialize in healthcare for the physically active population, but it used to be that if an athlete got hurt, everyone would just kind of start looking for a doctor in the stands, right?
Sure,
but now,
exactly.
Athletic trainers now, we're uniquely equipped to handle injuries and ailments that are specific to the physically active population. And as a result, we've developed kind of a reach that's much further than athletics.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that in terms of areas that are beyond athletics, because I think when we think about an athletic trainer, obviously the athletic is in it. So you start thinking about sporting events and sports teams and things like that. But what you're saying is that with the training and with the certifications that you get, you move into other areas of healthcare as an athletic trainer. What are some of those areas?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, the truth is only about half of athletic trainers work in the sporting world. Outside of that, we also work in physician practices, hospitals, orthopedic clinics, occupational health departments. Some will work in police and fire departments, performing arts, even in the United States military. You know, so one athletic trainer might be helping a professional ballet dancer, for example, and another one might be, you know, teaching industrial workers how to lift properly in the factory, right? So to say that athletic trainers are essential to healthcare is completely accurate. We definitely uphold a solid part of the healthcare infrastructure.
We're talking to Ryan Lowry today. He is a licensed athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy for our Active Physical Therapy update. We're talking about the month of March being National Athletic Training Month. And Ryan, I have to ask you, I mean, you are a licensed athletic trainer. You have the training, you've gone through it. Why do you like to do it? What is it that makes you want to be an athletic trainer?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, really, that's what it's all about, right? You know, I'm a helper by nature. You know, athletic training for me was kind of this nice merge between my love for athletics and my love for science, and it kind of it fit very nicely between my passion and my talent, and that's kind of why I chose it. I love to help people. I love to have a positive impact and change other people's lives, and athletic training is just kind of the perfect way for me to do that.
So that sounds like it has worked out pretty well for you that way. Are there some other qualities maybe that trainers have that can make them essential to healthcare?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I could pick, say, you know, just a few qualities that someone would need to have to succeed as an athletic trainer, you know, first would be like creativity, ingenuity. You know, a lot of times an athletic trainer will be working for a school or organization that has a limited budget. You know, and they have to learn how to create something out of nothing to provide care to their athletes. Well, you'd be surprised how many things you can actually make out of something like a roll of athletic tape, you know. So
yeah.
So to have that creativity and that ingenuity is really important. You know, the second would be business mindset. You know, oftentimes we're responsible for managing budgets, supplies, students, other athletic trainers. So kind of having that mindset of a business person is really important. But I would say even more important than those two would be the ability to be the calm among the storm. When injuries happen, people look for a strong leader. You know, it's really important that athletic trainers are well prepared. They can remain calm and provide great care to athletes in those high-tension situations. So that often comes with experience and practice, of course.
Talking with Ryan Lowry, he's a licensed athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy for our Active Physical Therapy update. It is National Athletic Training Month. I guess if people have questions, maybe they want to find out about what you guys do at Active. Maybe there's ways that they can help out, or they've got questions about something that might even be bothering them. What's the best way to find you guys?
Yeah, you can find us on the web. Our website is www.stayactive.com. UP.com. Otherwise, we've got two clinic locations, one in Marquette and one in Ishpeming, and you can feel free to give us a call, and we'll be happy to do an injury screen or chat with you over the phone.
It's Ryan Lowry. He's an athletic trainer, licensed athletic trainer, and clinic liaison with Active Physical Therapy, joining us this morning for our Active Physical Therapy update. Thanks, man. Good to talk with you, and happy National Athletic Training Month.
Thanks so much, Walt. Have a great day.
That's Ryan Lowry, a licensed athletic trainer and clinic liaison at Active Physical Therapy. If you missed any of our interview with Ryan, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's a Tuesday morning. It's Mark and Walt in the morning right here on Sunny 101.9.